We were talking yesterday in the show with Paddy Fenton, the county veterinary officer, about the fallout from that sheep attack and about control of dogs in general in regards to enforcement, dog wardens and other things. One of the other issues that came through from a lot of you in our coverage of the story was issues surrounding dogs and the control of dogs and dogs being let loose in the national park in Killarney. With that in mind, and all of you saying that people were simply completely ignoring the signs advising that dogs had to be on leads. With that in mind, with Danny O'Keefe, Regional Manager of the National Park with the National Parks and Wildlife Service with me. Danny, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me on.
What's the overview from your point of view here? How do people treat the National Park when it comes to their dogs? And are there numbers that just ignore the signs that you have up advising on how to control their dogs while in the park?
Yeah, Jerry, I suppose what we have to consider with the National Park in particular is that we have in excess of 2 million visitors to the park per year, and just by the very nature of that, we're going to have probably a higher amount of people walking dogs, and because of that then we'll probably have more incidences of people walking their dogs without leads. So following on from that tragic incident last year in the East, a policy came through for all NPWS properties where the policy was for dogs to be on leads. So this now is an NPWS policy. It covers all national parks and all nature reserves throughout the country. So with that in mind, I think what we've been doing for a long time is trying to enforce good practice when it comes to people walking their dogs. I suppose what I have to say first of all is that people who walk the dogs are welcome in Killarney National Park. I think we have to be mindful of that, and because of that, people have to be aware that where they are, they're in a national park. With the number of people that come to the park, there is the likelihood of people and children being afraid of dogs. And I think when you come and walk your dog, you have to be aware that there's other people in the national park as well, and you have an obligation to ensure that you don't interfere with other people, especially people that are afraid of dogs. You know what I mean? So that's yeah. Just a social thing in relation to that, Jerry. One of the things I suppose what we have to remind ourselves is that that incident in Sneem is very different to kind of what we have here in the park.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, if there's dogs off leads, the owner is not that far away. Do you know what I mean? And so what we're finding is when we ask people to put their dogs on a lead, that the vast majority of people do that. Do you know what I mean? So we have to be mindful that that is the case, you know?
You're not just protecting, I suppose, those who are nervous of dogs or young children. You're also have to be mindful of the multitudes of wildlife and the effect on wildlife if you have roaming dogs in the park.
That's right. I mean, look, we've a large herd of red deer and sika deer in the park, but that's not the only... they're not the only animals that can be impacted by roaming dogs. So this time of the year, we have ground nesting birds, for example. We have other mammals having breeding areas and resting places, such as otter, for example. So there's a couple of things, I suppose, in terms of enforcement that would be already on the books, you know, in the Wildlife Act. So a couple of things, and I mean, this is kind of a stretch in terms of trying to control people with dogs, but the legislation is there, I guess, in a way, right? So if we ask people to put their dogs on a lead, and invariably maybe they mightn't do that, or we see them the next time and we make them aware, you could stretch to the point where their dogs are actually hunting. And so there's a very clear definition in the Wildlife Act that describes hunting, and hunting means pursue, chase or drive. So if you have a dog running in through the woods following a smell of a deer or something like that, then technically they could be hunting. So we have to be mindful of that. Section 22, it's an offence to willfully disturb a protected wild bird on or near a nest containing eggs or unflown young. And section 23, it's an offence to willfully interfere with the breeding or resting place of a protected wild animal. So there's a couple of things there, Jerry, that you know, are on the books, but we would prefer the carrot rather than the stick, and engage with people and try and change, you know, that social kind of habit that people have, where they think they can walk their dogs without a lead. You know what I mean?
Isn't that what it boils down to, Danny, really? Inside or outside the park, you can have all the enforcement you want, and that's important, and the rules need to be there and clearly signposted. But ultimately, you can't have people, rangers everywhere, monitoring the park all day, every day. People just need to cop on, and people need to be socially responsible and control their dogs. They decided to get them. They need to just make sure they're on top of things when it comes to this.
Yes, sorry. I mean, I think, I suppose, National Park, and I think what National Parks are there for the sanctuary of wildlife, but they're also there for the benefit of people and the use of open spaces and protected areas. And when you come into a national park, you have to be aware that you're in a national park. And what does that actually mean in terms of being aware? I think, and it's just a social thing that people have to put in their minds, is if they know someone that's afraid of a dog, for example, you know, put yourself into those people's shoes and actually think about what would happen if a dog came up to someone that was afraid of dogs. And this idea that, oh, the dog won't touch you, or the dog won't bite you, or my dog is friendly, those kind of words don't work for people that are afraid of dogs. They don't work for kids, especially, that are afraid of dogs. And if you're walking your dog and you're mindful of that, I think you'll put your dog on a lead. I think that's just the natural progression of being aware of where you are, what the kind of people that are coming to the park. I mean, we do have lots and lots of kids on balance bikes and kids running around. And I think that's, if we wanted to kind of have a picture of what the national parks are there for, is for our youth to be able to enjoy national parks and nature reserves safely. And I think having a dog on a lead is important.
Is a key part
and, like,
of that,
one
yeah.
of the things, yeah. one of the things that I have to mention as well is that is dog droppings in the park is becoming more and more of an issue as well. Do you know what I mean?
Really? So dog fouling is an increasing problem.
It is. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So if you're walking your dog, carry a bag, apply the leave no trace principles, and take your waste home with you. I mean, that's one of the things that we would ask people to do, you know.
Yeah, okay, Danny, listen, that's a good message to end on, and thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Just to mention, I suppose, we're coming into good weather. We have a no-fire policy in the park. If you see a fire in the park, please phone the duty ranger number. We're prepared now for tackling fires, and I just want people to enjoy the good weather and enjoy the park in a general sense coming into this spell of good weather.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Thanks, Danny.